proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
For a dollar. Lindsay, you're all up on the fashion and everything. Did you know that one-legged pants are going to be in style coming up? They're trying to push that onto people, one-legged pants.
I can't fathom it. And I won't be doing it.
And they're dressy, like, material. They're not like a pair of chinos for women that only has one leg and the other leg is short. These are like silk pants or whatever, nice fabric to be a little bit dressy.
Does the other side, is it kind of like a bike short length or is it like an underwear length?
It's almost almost to the knee, maybe the one I saw, and it's kind of flowing. It's not tight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then the other one is full length?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I always say I'm not going to do it. Watch me do it. If everyone does it, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Total follower.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, yeah. In the fashion.
You look goofy.
Well, in the fashion, in the fashion world, though, it's you have followers. That's what makes it pop. I mean.
Yeah. What about those? Remember when they came out with those big red moon boot looking things? Did you see those? Would you have worn those?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. My feet are already big. You don't need to enhance them.
Go ahead. Fred Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
Here's a clip of a guy who is reminiscing about his grandmother. And he's doing it from the pulpit of his church. This is hard to make out, so we may have to play it a couple of times. We'll tell you exactly what he's saying. But I don't know. Did you edit this one, Rob, of the preacher from yesterday?
Yeah, I can send you an edited version real quick if you'd like.
Yeah. Let's do that.
All right, give me 2 seconds.
He's cussing. We need the, because we're an extra, extra funny. We can play it.
Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
So now it's kind of maybe anticlimactic because we're going to tell you, we already told you that he's cussing from the pulpit.
Yeah, he's
so. Bad. I'm sorry, from the pulpit.
The pulpit. Let's vamp a little bit.
Yeah, no problem. So, Lindsay, what about that big hat that Pharrell wore? Would you have worn that if it had come in style? A big giant, looked like Arby's hat?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No. Good.
No.
What was another one? Did you ever wear jeggings? The leggings that look like jeans?
All the time.
Did you?
Yeah, today. I did.
She's wearing them today.
Is she wearing them?
I'm wearing leggings today. But I did wear the jeggings. That was a while ago, right? Yeah. Or did they come back?
No. It was years ago.
But how long did you wear? Just like for a couple of weeks, they were cool. And then it went out again?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But do you still, even though you buy a lot of clothes, do you still not spend a lot of money on the clothes that you buy? Because you used to be a bargain hunter about stuff.
Yeah.
So are you that way now that you're spending your husband's money?
Well, you know what I do, you know what I do now? I subscribe to a rental. It's called Newly. I subscribe to a rental clothing thing. And it sounds like something I would never do because I would never want to wear something that other people have worn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super clean. Like, I don't want to just sit here and rave about it, but it's great.
So is that shirt you're wearing now a rental or do you own it?
No, I have too many clothes in my closet, but that was half the problem. Like I would buy stuff and it would still have tags on it and I wasn't wearing it. And so this, you get like 6, 7, 8, whatever amount of items you want a month for free. They send it to you for free. You ship it back. They dry clean it. It's awesome.
Hmm.
I mean, it's great. And they're designer things. So they're like $400 shirts, something I would never buy. And it's super cheap.
Is it?
Yeah.
They do men's clothes?
I need to look. Some of them do. There's other companies that do this. So
how does that work? You go on the website and look at items and then say, I want this, this, and this, and they send it to you?
Yes. Like, I have a formal thing to go to tomorrow night. So instead of buying a really nice dress, I just went on Newly, picked out a dress that I want, and then I just send it back. It's great.
And this isn't an ad.
No.
Because, I mean, if you're thinking, hey, I subscribe to this bit, so I don't want to hear commercials. It's not a commercial. It's just Lindsay talking shit.
Yeah.
Unless they want to be a sponsor, then we'll make it.
But it won't be in the extra funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's cool. So because I would like some of those Tommy John underwears, but I don't want to buy them.
Oh,
you draws.
Yeah.
Underwear.
So can you rent draws on there?
I don't. I'm gonna say no to that one.
Okay.
Yeah. But
then whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So here is the preacher talking about he's reminiscing about his grandmother.
Amen. Let's glorify God and give him glory. Grandma used to say it like this, bitch, we here, we might as well have church. If you
my grandma used to say, bitch, we here, we might as well have church.
My grandma would not say that.
Mine would. My nana would say that.
Bitch, yeah. We here.
Bitch, yep. We here.
Come on. Hey, bitch, we here.
But that was kind of my nana's trademark thing. I mean, if she came into, to the house, where she'd say, bitch, we here, we might as well eat. Or, bitch, we here, we might as well have church, yeah. That kind of thing.
Threw it around.
That's silly. Yeah.
We'd be like, nana. Go, bitch, we here, we might as well get gas.
She sounds cool as hell.
I love your
man. Oh, my God. If she heard me say that, she would laugh, and then she'd go, well, baby, make sure they know you're joking.
That is not
even Nana fun. Would never say that.
No, she wouldn't.
I used to hear, if Nana got upset, she would cuss from time to time.
Really?
Yeah, but nothing bad. She just, I think shit was the only thing she would say.
No C word or anything?
No.
Crap?
Right. Yeah.
That one.
That'd be crazy.
I used to get in trouble for saying that.
You said crap?
Yeah, I couldn't say. Or dumb, or calling my brother stupid. Like,
oh, that's the S word.
Yeah.
He said the S word. The what? S word.
Now my daughter said the S word when she was like 2 years old.
The real one?
Yeah, the real one.
Mm. Oh, how did she hear
it
that?
It's terrible. I have no idea.
You always got to just blame it on your brothers. Yeah. Yeah, from her uncles.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to say crap. I know that.
You weren't?
No. Or sucks.
Or sucks.
Those were the two, but stupid and dumb. That was,
yeah,
seemed to be fine.
We were allowed to say something sucks, but we weren't allowed to say it blows.
It is crude.
That blows.
Not blow. Yeah, I mean.
It makes sense.
So you can suck, you just can't blow.
Yeah. That's funny.
But those lines are valid. I mean, if you draw the line in your house at this thing, then that's just the way it goes. Mm-hmm. But it is funny how you draw how you decide which is worse.
Yeah, I could say anything that I wanted to. F word, anything, as long as I was doing it in a comedy routine, like if I was, reciting Richard Pryor routines or something like that.
That's right.
I was allowed to do it. But that's the only time I could use that quote unquote ugly talk is what my family calls it.
It's for ugly the comedy.
Yeah.
When y'all were kids, did you ever think, like, when I get to this age, I'm gonna start using cuss words around everybody? Because when I was a kid, like 8, I was like, at 13, I can say them. I'm ready.
I've got an arsenal.
No, but people will say, how do you talk so much on the radio and everything and not cuss, never slip and cuss? And I think part of that is a learned experience that I had growing up that, since the time I was little, having an older brother and all, I was able to determine when I could cuss and when I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when, they came along and my parents were okay with my cussing during, Richard Pryor routines and whatnot. And then I couldn't cuss at other times. So that helped, I think.
Of course, because you knew premeditated, like when you can, when you can't.
That's right.
So you still are good.
Yeah, so I never slip up on y'all. Oop. Yeah. What a good skill. Yeah, but I always assumed growing up that non-Southern kids cussed in front of their parents all the time.
Yeah,
a lot of them do.
My roommate in college is from Connecticut, and she would cuss in front of her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's where I learned a lot of the cuss words. I mean, but honestly.
You're 40 now, Lindsay. Can you imagine, do you say the F word in front of your parents?
Never would I say the F word, the S word, I don't even call someone stupid. Now that's not nice. Like my mom will still say that. I'm like, I'm 40, mom.
Right. Could you imagine though, just saying, mom, this bitch at the store was such an effing a-hole.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Never in a million lifetimes.
Mm-mm. Hmm. Now, Adam, our manager and partner here, he has two sons and they're college age. But I can remember when they were younger, because they're from, Adam is, he was raised in Manhattan and his sons were raised in a suburb of New York in Connecticut. And I mean, one of them walked in the room the other day because Adam and I were trying to figure out some kind of a thing on my iPhone that he was trying to show me. and he called his son into the room, and his son comes in, and then Adam's yelling something about with the F word, and then the son's like, "Dad, it's just an F in this and F, you know, whatever." And I'm going,
"You get wild."
Yeah. And my kids wouldn't say that in front of me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm no prude, so I mean, they do say, you know, the basics.
Well,
you know, the bitch and shit, and
but not all the time. Yeah.
But no. But I would never, even in front of my dad, I wouldn't. And you know, we're not even close.
Is it a respect thing? I mean, I've always viewed it. I don't care if you're a prude or not. I mean, you're cool, whatever, but you're not. It's more of a respect thing, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, when you were raised to never, ever even, like, not just not consider cussing in front of your parents, but making a concerted effort to never even let one slip in front of your parents.
Right.
Then, yeah, so, you know, Rob saying that he just, like, had the day marked on the calendar. My 13th birthday, I'm going to start cussing.
Circled that day.
Yeah. It didn't work out that way. They didn't like it when I did.
You don't say.
Because which one's Southern, your dad or your mom?
My dad.
Your dad, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was mad probably when you
said. He did not like it now. My mom says shit a lot, but that's the only one she uses.
Yeah, she talks shit a lot, too. Yeah. Your mama always talking shit.
And I've said the F word around her, but I always apologize afterwards. Because I'm like,
but that makes it better.
Well, no, I shouldn't. I'm like, I shouldn't have done that.
I'm never. You don't either, though, really, do you, Regan?
No.
Do your brothers?
I don't think so.
No.
Would your dad care?
Probably if it was in front of my mom. His rules revolve around how my mom.
That makes sense.
And so when Aiden was younger and on, he would play me these videos that were funny and they would have cussing in them and all that. And I'd have to say, hey, we'll watch that when mom's not in the room or your sister's not in the room. And for, you know, him thinking about his sister, he's probably like,
her?
She's the one sent it to him.
What are you talking about?
But yeah, I have to act like Jody's a lady that we gotta.
Yeah. Right. But it, I mean,
it's nice to play pretend from time to time.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he used to not, I mean, he wouldn't even think about stuff he would say when he was little.
Yeah.
But like in telling a story, and if somebody said whatever it was, or, you know, he would just repeat it out.
Yeah.
And he said some things when he was young that he didn't even realize that what he was saying was bad. And then Jody just have to turn and stop, you know, try to stop laughing.
Yeah.
Because he was serious and, you know, he didn't know what he was what we would be laughing at.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the one? Tell the one that.
I think that's over the line.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, man. Well, I got to hear that later.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Or am I a lady?
Are you talking about the one where he felt sorry for the little girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that thing's too funny. That's
a little. Yeah, he didn't know.
He didn't know. No, but, I get it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Very crude.
Well, that's like when Delilah said the S word. Like,
but he knew.
She didn't know.
But Aiden knew what he was talking about.
Oh.
But he just didn't know that you shouldn't say it.
Right.
You know, he knew
what it
thing.
I gotcha. Yeah. I think it's hilarious, but
all right, well, let's wrap this up. I gotta know what he said.
All right, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.